This morning for our chapel meditation, we have chosen to put together a service of readings and hymns regarding the wonderful home of heaven that we have waiting for us as Christ's faithful in this world. When my mom was 19, she was diagnosed with diabetes and was told that she would not have any children and would not live past age 30. And I think that didn't come true, if I remember. She told me that this helped her, though, in her spiritual life because it caused her to live each day realizing that this life could be very short for her and how important Christ then would become and the hope of heaven that she would have and did have in him. At her bedside, she had a little pamphlet that was, or a booklet of about 20 pages that was just titled Heaven, and it contained a variety of readings about heaven, our future home. And today, we meditate on some of those various readings. The first is taken from our Lord's words given to his disciples, and these were spoken prior to his ascension and reflects a little bit of his ascension as well. And it speaks to us of the great certainty that we have of heaven in Christ and also of the great comfort that his return can be for us. And let us rise to hear these words from John chapter 14. And Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The children of Israel wandered through the wilderness in the great Exodus, carrying with them God's wonderful prophecies about the new promised land that they would receive. And for centuries, the Christian church has used this very historic account of their wanderings as a picture for us of this life and how we long for the new promised land of heaven that we have through faith in Christ. Some churches in Africa, in the very early church, took this to a whole new level. Following communion, as you came to receive your Lord's true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, there was also a little table off to the side, and you could stop at that table on your way back to your seat and receive a cup of milk and honey as a reminder of the beautiful promised land we have. We hear now from our second reading the words of God to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Thanks be to God. What a challenge it is for us living in this sin-filled world with death and all of its trouble, even as we're longing for a home in heaven that we've never seen. This life of faith can sometimes be very difficult and challenging for us. Martin Luther used to use the depiction of a man walking along a very narrow passage on a mountainside with a very dangerous cliff down to his side. And the more he uses his eyes to look and see and study his situation, the more afraid he becomes. But Luther said, the Holy Spirit comes to us through the Word and takes off our coat and wraps it around our heads, blinding our eyes, and takes us by the hand and leads us on that path by faith to the beautiful home we have waiting above. And so the prophet Habakkuk says, the just shall live by faith. We hear that reflected in our next reading from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, describing the great heroes of faith and how they long for this country of heaven. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Thanks be to God. Dr. Luther used to also say that it is hard for us to contemplate heaven. He said it's kind of like throwing a rock up in the sky. You can leave it up there for a while, but the gravity of things makes it always want to come back to earth. For just a moment today, through the words of St. John's Revelation, let's throw that rock up in the sky and hear the description of heaven. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Then one of the seven angels talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the city and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Thanks be to God.
Thanks to Thee, O Lord, our God. Thank you.